Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 16, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 17, 2002.
Nazarene, in an earlier question, you mentioned the Holy of Holies. Exactly what is it and what does it do?
Well, Alora, the Holy of Holies is the temple in the capital of the Kingdom of God. It is the most important part of the Kingdom of God, for within it is the holiest of all, where on the Sabbath we pass through and commune with God. It is the focal point of all energy that comes into the Kingdom of God. It is our energizer, our power source. It is our existence. Without it, we could not celebrate the Sabbath. We could not commune with God. We could not be part of God. This is why my enemy, the Antichrist, tried to seize it when he tried to usurp my throne. It is so important to us that if anyone were to take it, we could not function. This is such a beautiful place, such a wonderful place, where the apostles speak to their followers each Sabbath, where I speak to my followers each Sabbath, where the people come and joyously celebrate their union with God, their joy with God, their happiness with God. The Holy of Holies is the greatest thing that exists. Nothing is more important than the Holy of Holies. That is why we must protect the Holy of Holies, Alora. That is why we must give everything we have for it. No one must ever take it away from us. It would be like losing Jerusalem in the material world. Is that would destroy the material world. Losing the Holy of Holies would destroy the afterlife as well.
We know what it means to you, Nazarene. We have drawings of it in our magazine. And if it is ever in danger again, we will protect it again. No one will ever be allowed to take the hat of the Kingdom of God.
With such promises from my valiant allies, Alora, I know we cannot fail.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back! Nazarene, are the Asgardians and the Olympians more powerful now than in October 2002?
They most certainly are, Alora. We do not know what is causing it. Apparently, as the awakening is taking place, some of the old worshippers are returning to Olympus and to Asgard, and their power is definitely growing, and it is a very fortunate thing, because without it, we would have failed. Nature seems to be balancing everything. It seems to be increasing everybody's power so that we can fight this battle. Very strange things are happening, but without them, we would fail. And even God does not know why they are happening. He desires them greatly, and he is grateful for them, but even he did not cause them. Sometimes the very world itself rises the power to save it, and without this, we would be lost. Yes, the Asgardians and the Olympians are much stronger than they were just a couple of years ago, and they continue to grow stronger each day. Praise God that they are, because without them, we would be lost.
Wow, the game's really afoot now, Nazarene, if God doesn't even know the answers.
Yes, it is remarkable, Alora, that sometimes even God doesn't know how he performs his miracles. But the thing is, he performs them.
We'll be back again.